All right, let's talk about alcohol. Why? Because, well, who doesn't like to drink? It's the Joe and Alex Show. And I want to know, what kind of drunk are you? Like, when you get a few in you, you kind of turn into this. 833-563-2539. If my good buddy Adam is listening, or maybe the podcast later, he does check us out sometimes because he's always on the road for his job. We used to call him Bo. Anybody wonder why we call him Bo? Do you have an idea? Like B-O? It's not because he stunk, but that was his nickname when he got really drunk. Bo. It represented, those two letters represented something.
Bad?
Blackout.
Blackout. A bad blackout.
Yeah, he would turn into blackout. He would try to fight guys. He was a runner. He ran in college, but man, he's not a big guy. He's tall.
No.
He's like a string bean, and he would always get drunk and just want to fight somebody. So we called him Bo. That was what he turned into when he would drink. He turned into a kind of a street fighter, but he wasn't really a good street fighter, so there's always that. 833-563-2539. Mallory, do you got any different sides to you? Because you kind of seem nice and fun and bubbly. How are you when you drink?
Yeah, so it's just like that on steroids, I guess. I mean, everybody gets a little bit more confident.
Mm-hmm.
I get really confident, and I start thinking I like fall in love with everybody that buys me a drink. So the next morning, I'll have like 10 unknown numbers texting me. I get my number out way too much.
Oh, Lenny, are you hearing this?
I don't know about this.
I know
Scorpios
it.
Scorpios don't like that.
It's scary.
Lenny, what about you, man? Are you a different kind of drinker?
Dude, when I get drunk, I get excited. Hot.
Excited.
Spicy.
What do you mean, like you get excited that way?
Yes, sir. I don't care who it is. If there's a girl's interested in me, I'm going to give her the look. And, you know, I made some mistakes. We'll just say that.
All right. Producer Porkchop, I feel like you're like a nice, calm, happy guy. Like, I could not imagine any kind of beer or liquor turning you into a jerk or a mean person.
I get funny and energetic.
Well, I'd love to see the funny side of you. That would be awesome to hear a good joke or something. 833-563-2539. I'm just giving you a hard time. Don't cry. DJ, let's kick it off with you this morning. What happens when you drink? What do you turn into? Like, what's the side of you?
I got two sides there, Joe. I have an angry side and a sweet side. My angry side is when I'm drinking anything clear. It don't matter what it is. Anything clear, I get angry and ready to fight. So me and Bo will be best friends if we drink clear together.
Now, what about something dark, like a dark liquor? Because I always thought dark liquor made you angry. But what does the dark liquor do?
Me, you know, just like their Lenny, you know.
Yeah.
Love. I love females when I'm dark.
That Henny thing.
All right. Well, ladies, watch out when the DJ's on the prowl. Be careful. Hey, thank you, buddy, for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show at 833-563-2539. Caitlin, what is your drink that kind of makes you a little bit different?
Well, it truly depends on what I drink. So if I drink dark liquors, I'm mean. If I drink lights, I'm fun, bubbly, like I am a social butterfly. And, yeah, just depends.
What's White Claw do to you? Because I see a lot of white chicks drink White Claw.
Yeah.
Like, does that make you kind of crazy?
I have not had that.
Ooh, be careful. I don't know what could do. It might kill you. Who knows?
It's like I've honestly never had White Claw myself, defeating all stereotypes today. But I've heard it's compared to, like, it's like Four Locos for girls.
Which really?
Locos are dangerous.
Hella dangerous.
Girls love Four Loco.
They do, because all women are crazy. For me, I remember my first full-time radio gig when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because I'm from Michigan. I got drunk because I worked at country radio, and there was some, like, moonshine being passed around, like legit moonshine.
Yeah.
So I ended up picking up this guy, Russ Hines, our sales director, and I threw him over my shoulder and spun him around. I got written up that following Monday for doing that. But I'm just a lover and a hugger. I don't inappropriately grab people, but I'm definitely like I don't grab like boobs and butts, but I definitely like, okay, Joe, your hand's on my hip. I get it. But I'm that way with dudes
too.
You
just like to be close to people.
I'm like, come closer, man. We need some body contact. No, don't tell our boss about that. But that's kind of how I am. You can let us know if you want to tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I'm kind of interested to see what the makeup of everybody listening to the show, what kind of drunk do you turn into? Are you kind of like a loud fighter? Are you a lover? I just love to see the other side of Porkchop if he was yelling like, hey, shut up, you big dummy! Picking fights, that'd be the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.